we heard about it through the media. Yeah, that's which is unusual in these kind of large closures. We're usually contacted by the business, our agency or a state agency is contacted, and we will set up an event with the management of the company for the workers, usually prior to the layoff. So this and that, none of that happened in this event.
And so to a certain extent there, Bill, you guys had to basically do it alone, or did maybe one of the trade unions who said they were going to step in to help them out work with you on that?
Well, we've had a trade association. ABC has, we're kind of doing it in partnership with them. You know, and they're interested in getting their membership, you know, some of these workers. That's so this is kind of a common, the workers are going to come in and kind of hear what we normally deliver as an agency, and they'll also have a representative from the unemployment agency to answer questions about that process. But then there will also be about 30 employers there, which makes this a little bit of a different type event in these situations. And it's, like I said, right now it's just targeted to the Lamar workers. And so, yes, normally this is not the process we would follow in this size of a layoff, but this seems to be the best way it worked this time.
Bill, do you get a sense that perhaps this is not going to be so bad in terms of Lamar, because all we're hearing is the fact that the construction industry is looking for skilled workers, and here's 180 being plopped right into their laps?
Yeah, that is that was the other reason this was kind of a big surprise to us, because it was not really an it was not like the indicators in the economy is that the commercial construction industry is doing very well right now, and they are looking for workers. So we're pretty optimistic that a lot of these workers are going to get back to work pretty soon.
Yeah, it would be nice. What about the Mammoth situation? That seems to be more of a gradual thing, isn't it?
That's a gradual layoff. That company did reach out to us, and the process worked that we normally use worked for them, and we've met with those workers. We've helped them get connected to other local employers. They are also what's called trade certified through the NAFTA laws, which means that those workers, during their job search period, their unemployed period, they'll get some additional benefits for being trade certified. They may get help with, you know, changing careers and going to schooling and those kinds of things.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice for them, Bill. The other thing too, and I need to ask you, and you're on the front lines in terms of getting a pulse on this thing. It seems like this is a 1-2 punch that didn't, you know, Mammoth may have been in a gradual thing, but the way that the local economy has been, companies leaving, companies going up and out, just is not normal right now along the lakeshore. Or am I wrong in that?
No, you're not wrong. No, I'm typically the person at our agency that works on these larger layoffs, and these two in a row are very unusual for the last couple of years. Last couple of years, since we really climbed out of the recession a couple of years ago, we haven't had these large layoffs.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, you know the old cliche, things go in threes. Do we have to worry about a third?
Well, we actually had another company also within the last few months up in the Grand Haven area, R.A. Miller, who also had a fairly large layoff. And like I said, a lot of times this stuff just happens under the radar. The company doesn't necessarily publicize that they're making a large layoff, but they contact us as an agency to try to get the workers some assistance.